You're listening to SBS News.
There were six of us left, not counting the Marines who were still policing the wall. And then at a point in time, I looked up at the embassy roof and a helicopter just left. And I thought, oh, should I have been on that one?
After organizing an emergency airlift of military personnel and hundreds of South Vietnamese people who'd worked with the Americans, Captain Stu Harrington is planning his own escape from the compound of the U.S. Embassy in Saigon.
We were so busy thinking about what it all meant and how sad and tragic it was, really only caught up at the very last moment. As I told my commander, we need to take dramatic action on our own. The embassy is over its head, and from what I can see of their plan, in quotes, we can't afford to rely upon it. That last 10 or 12 days was a nonstop breaking of the rules as we looked for ways to smuggle people out behind the back of the embassy in most cases, because we felt an obligation to the Vietnamese. The first thing we noticed when we got inside the embassy gate was that the compound was just overrun with people. Everywhere you looked, in every office, in every building, more than 2,500, mostly Vietnamese.
Vern Jumper was a naval officer on board the aircraft carrier USS Midway, which had been steaming towards the Vietnamese coastline loaded with helicopters. With the airport runway destroyed, helicopters were now the only option.
We had briefed our Air Force crews. It would be day flying only, no night flying, but I'm here to tell you the sun set and we continued to operate right through the night.
The parking lot was dark at night, so we pulled the cars around in a circle around the parking lot. When helicopters were to be inbound, we could put the headlights on the cars and light up the landing zone. Later, when the cars ran out of gas, we put a slide projector on the roof. When you turn it on and there's no slide in it, it makes a huge rectangle of white light. And we use that to light up the landing zone. So a lot of ingenuity, a lot of cooperation between our small team.
We were engulfed with many helicopters. At one time, I counted 21 circling our ship, waiting for a spot to land, and we got every one of them on board. It was very dangerous, but I'm here to tell you that we did not lose one person. That in itself was a miracle.
As the helicopters flew overhead, thousands of local people had fled to the shoreline and were desperately boarding any vessel they could, heading out to the American ships in the South China Sea.
It was a very sad occasion. You could see it in their faces. They were leaving their homeland, and they had no idea where they were going to end up.
In the early hours of the 30th, a presidential order came to abandon the evacuation of locals and to focus on getting the last Americans out. As dawn broke over the city, Stu reluctantly made his way to the roof.
So this helicopter that could have taken 50 Vietnamese lifted off at 5:30 in the morning from the roof of the embassy with 420 Vietnamese and even some South Korean diplomats waiting patiently in the parking lot. And we left, basically in an empty helicopter. I felt absolutely terrible that I had given my word to these folks that I would only leave when they left, having given that promise in good faith over and over and over all night. We then fled the coop and left them holding the bag.